So nefarious, so nefarious. Get it?
Octavarius, so nefarious. Eight legs and a wicked arm. Octavarius descended from planet X, ready to save our planet from harm.
He'll make you laugh. He'll make you cry.
But most of all, he's a savior.
He can speak for himself. He's got a lot to say. Ask him the mic.
And for no particular reason at all, we are live now. Hello, everybody.
Wait, come on, man.
Hey, friends.
Oh, no.
Welcome to the Octavarius Podcast. This is episode 71 of the podcast.
Yes.
We are podcasting live a day earlier than regularly scheduled because
just to mess with you.
Just to mess with you, and also we are hurriedly prepping to go to the LA Improv Festival in Los Angeles, California, on Tuesday. So our schedules are a bit wacky
suddenly.
So without any further ado, let's start off at the far end of the room and sound off.
Hey everybody, it's B-Wo.
It's me, Chris.
Hey, it's Gustavi.
Oh, hey, it's Cloud.
What?
It's LP.
Hey everybody, it's Keith.
Tins.
Makula, homicide.
What? It's Mark.
That was dumb.
And
you were able to confuse Mark, good job.
Looks like on this very special early taping of the podcast, we're all ready to go. And oh, cool, hey, the mailbag's here.
Great.
It's weird. It's usually not here on Mondays.
I'd wrap it quicker.
All right. This mailbag says, "Cowabunga, dudes.
Wow.
I heard you guys are going to sunny California. In fact, to the City of Angels, Los Angeles.
I get it.
Do you guys, you ever been there before? Because I'm from New York, and it is way different than Los Angeles. What do you guys think about Los Angeles? What's up with it?
Hey, before we answer this question, you really can't appreciate that the reason why Mark said cowabunga is because he's actually just holding a pair of nunchucks right now.
Ruining the illusion, Chris.
He was actually swinging them around.
This letter is from Michael Angelo.
Uh-huh. That explains why they're nunchucks.
Oh, thanks, Mike.
Nick in the glasses.
Very scared.
So how many of us have been to California before?
Or how about the West Coast?
Mm-hmm. I've been to California. Los Angeles, particularly, three times.
I've been to California.
I'm in near Oakland.
I've been to L.A. and San Fran, but I was like 12.
Yeah.
I've been several times, but the last time I was there, I was probably younger than 10.
Mm-hmm. I've never been.
Oh, okay.
I've never been further west than Colorado.
Get right out of town, really.
You love
Colorado. I get right out of town is what I'll have to do.
Everybody's fake there. You'll hate it, Keith.
I'm so excited for it, actually.
It's super pretty.
You've probably
been there a few times.
Twice. Only mm-hmm. twice.
Both
times. Were great, though.
Yeah?
Beautiful.
How old are you? Were you old enough to remember stuff?
The first time I went, I was probably 8 or 9 visiting my aunt. And then the most recent time I went, I was in college, I think.
You were a junior?
I think it was, the winter of junior year. And
so you were 21?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah, because I was old enough to drink.
Yeah.
That was part of it.
Awesome.
And so it was great because I spent half the time with my aunt, who's really cool, and then I spent a day or two with a bunch of my friends who had already graduated and moved out there. So because I was at the time, I was like, well, we're doing all this acting and theater, and L.A. is like where all the movies happen, so I should go there and see what it's like.
Weren't you an extra on Everybody Hates Chris?
No, I was on set for Everybody Hates Chris. I was an extra in it was like a David Mamet written The Unit, maybe.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yes,
I remember that scene. You were good.
I was in a health club, and I was the spotter for a guy that had real muscles.
That's hilarious.
It's really funny.
But I remember my aunt. Part of my trip time with my aunt was us going to Target so I could buy health club clothes. But nice. That only cost $30, and I got paid $50, so it was great.
Profit.
And when I was on set for Everybody Hates Chris, the guest director was Kelsey Grammer.
Nice.
Who
oh,
was
that's
a
right.
Dick.
Yeah, he's a huge douchebag.
He was. Yeah.
Did he say anything to you?
No.
Look at you and
he only talked.
He turned to Mark and said, "Let's kick this pig."
He only talked to the two really attractive assistant directors, who were, you know, trying to do their jobs.
Of course, they were dudes, right?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, no, they were babysitters.
And then,
he joke,
frequently
he liked to fuck babysitters.
He frequently quoted his own movies.
Really?
Especially Down
Periscope.
He quoted Down Periscope.
He's
a great movie.
He basically, and like, I'm sure, you know, I'm sure the guy is nice if he wants
to
be.
No, he's actually awful.
But when I was there, I heard him, I think he started out, and this is unfortunate because I think this is like, people get this perception of like people, of like celebrities or whatever, and it's horrible, and I hope the rest of them aren't like this. But he was literally telling these two assistant directors who work for, you know, next to nothing because they get to be on, you know, get to work in the entertainment industry. And he was basically going on like, oh God, everyone moved down to Maui, so we had to sell our house there and get one on the big island, Hawaii. You know, because it's just so much. I love that house in Maui, but it just got so crowded with all the same people.
That's a good point.
Yeah. And yeah. It was like, this was about 5 minutes. And he was like, you know, and same thing happened to my first ski house in Colorado. And he just kept going about this. And then he would like leave set on his phone for 45 minutes. And he would come back, and all the cinematographers who had been standing around, like the cinematographer, the lighting people, were all like, what type of shot does our director want? Where is our director? I guess we'll just wait for him to come back. And then he would come back and be like, why aren't we shooting? Let's kick this pig.
So he's a douchebag, basically.
He was that day.
He treats his wife horribly on The Real Housewives of whatever she lives in. Atlanta?
He's a husband.
He's one of the real husbands.
Yeah. He's the real husband. And like their divorce was pretty public.
Camille Grammer,
on her end. And I only know this because... there was a blip, a girl I kind of saw for a little bit who made me watch it every once in a while. And it was really like, I was like, I can't believe Kelsey Grammer's, because he only let them show like how he was nice to her when he was on camera for The Real Housewives. But then everything else was about how her life was falling apart because he is terrible.
Wow. So it was really obvious.
Yeah. That is life.
One of the few things I remember about my family trip to LA was we were trying to get like a family picture in front of the Hollywood sign, and then like it was like a sketch. It was like an SNL sketch. We're like, it was this windy road that went up the mountain, and like cars kept coming.
Yeah.
So we were like trying to get the picture. And then we're like, oh, wait, clear the road. It was like Wayne's World. It's like, okay, go back. And like, it just took the longest time. It's like motorcycles would come by. And it was just, yeah, it was so, it took like so long just to get a picture with the Hollywood sign.
Well, Lisa, if you go to Universal Studios Hollywood, they take care of that situation for you by having an exact replica of that roadside area by the Hollywood sign. They even have the barrier, so you can sit on that road barrier, and it looks like you're actually there.
But then I feel like I was lying to everyone.
You would be.
You're a liar.
Well, it's still pretty cool to take a picture in Universal Studios, right?
Yeah, I would.
But this would be this has a fake matte painting, or it has a matte painting of the Hollywood sign in the area.
I can live with
that. Ironically, I bet you that matte painting has been used more than the actual sign in the movies
definitely.
We've seen
of
it.
You know that fucking matte painting has been used forever.
Okay.
That's one of the things that I always wished about Los Angeles, and I can't wait till we get to go to the studios at Paramount and Warner Brothers there, because I just really want to believe that at every single studio lot, they have just matte paintings just around, and they're matte paintings of other parts of the lot, so you get confused and accidentally walk into a matte painting. I can't wait to have
it's
that
like
happen. And everybody's
and
driving around
episode.
On golf carts. I want a golf cart.
That part is true.
Yeah.
There's a ton of golf carts.
I got to ride a golf cart once for entertainment purposes, and it was great.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's, like, the best feeling. I got to, like, reverse it around a corner. God, fuck. Those were the days.
I drove a golf cart once on a golf course.
Me too.
Good story.
Cool, yeah, it was, well, you know, it was hard.
Yeah, it is
I
hard.
I played golf that way one time.
From the cart?
Yeah, I made it like hockey rules where
like polo,
you don't ride a Zamboni while you play hockey.
Says who, Tins?
That's why I keep losing.
Ride a horse.
No, we were told, it was a friend of mine, it was right after graduating college, my friend Ryan, and we were being yelled at by a bunch of older like dads who were like, you're taking way too long in this course, and we're like, alright, we still want to finish. So we just both, we got into a cart and then we just drove around just like polo, just hitting the ball and then getting screamed at by all these older people being like, that's how you play golf. And we're like, shut up.
You're old.
And then we got kind of kicked off.
Got
him,
dude.
Yeah, man.
Did you guys ever go on the Jurassic Park ride at Universal Studios?
You kidding? Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Amazing.
T-Rex at the end, all so crazy. So huge.
There are so many many not convincing dinosaurs. It's great.
I love
Jesus,
can...
Relax.
I mean, maybe they're different in California. The ones I went to were at the Islands of Adventure, and they were clearly animatronic.
Thank you.
Sorry.
I'm at kind of a disadvantage because I don't, like, I very rarely travel outside of the Midwest. Mm-hmm. I've never been to New York. I've never been to California.
How about Florida?
I've never been to Florida. I've been, like, in a little bit of the South. I've been through, like, the Midwest, and I've been to, like, Colorado. And, like, that's about it. So I just know places by their stereotypes.
Yeah.
And
well, that's what stereotypes are for.
And, well...
to help us.
Yeah.
Yeah, California was actually the one state I didn't get to talk to back when I worked for World's Finest Chocolate. I sold chocolate to people, and I got to talk to people in 49 of the 50 states, but California actually went through a different company that sold our product, so I never got to talk to them. So all I know are these horrible stereotypes that they're all just weirdos, and they're totally fake, and, like, those are the, you know, like, the people I know that went there. I know, like, because I know people from high school who, like, mm-hmm. went to L.A. to make it, and then back home, and they're like, fuck that place, that place sucks. So, like, I hear it's, you know, when you go there and visit, it's fun, but, like, as a place to live, it's, like, strange.
Well, I feel like California as a state must be very diverse, because it almost spans the entire, you know, width of the United States.
It's giant. Yeah.
Or, I mean, I guess height and length, I guess.
It's height. Well, it depends.
South to north, almost.
We're in a part
they still got a couple of states above them.
For simplicity's sake, let's just call it Northage.
I was going to say north-south.
Well, I think
California is probably a very diverse state.
Oh yeah,
I'm sure. You know, I mean, even climate-wise,
you got farmland there, so you got farmers, and then you got big cities, and you know, you're right there on the border, so it's nice and hot, and then you can ski up there.
But San Francisco is completely different than LA.
San Diego is a completely different vibe than LA. San Diego, by the way, if you haven't been to San Diego,
I want to go there.
Gosh, probably one of the greatest, most wonderful places I've ever been to in my life.
Yeah, I hear nothing but that it's just perfect and beautiful. And like my mecca is there, the San Diego Comic Con.
Yeah,
nice.
So that's the one place I want
to
go.
I got to spend 4 days there as a 10-year-old. And then I think I went a little bit later, and it was just amazing. Every memory I have of San Diego is great. It was just the climate's always perfect.
Yeah, it's true.
Even when it rains, it's still awesome. And like wherever the ugly people are in San Diego, they are hidden. You don't get to see the ugly people in San Diego. I probably was the ugliest person in San Diego when I was there.
It's probably not true. You're a handsome man, bro.
That's how good-looking people in San Diego are.
I know I'm handsome.
Wherever the uglies are, they must be sent to a different town, because, boy, San Diego, a beautiful place.
You think Makula could make it there?
I think Makula would do all right there.
I lost my favorite action figure there on the beach. Very upset about that.
You're not doing very well so far, then, Nick.
Well, I was like six.
But like these things don't go away.
Yeah,
still
remember.
I just remembered it right now.
What
flashback?
What figure?
What action figure? Yeah,
it was Egon from Ghostbusters.
Oh, that's a great one.
The one where his hair raised.
Yeah, yeah. I was playing with him on the beach.
The shower version.
I kind of said the story. I mentioned the story earlier, actually not in a podcast, but I was scared of the water then, and I thought, like, you know how like when the water hits the shore.
Like natural bodies of water or all water?
All water scared me then.
God.
Like,
dude, what did you drink?
A drinking cup of water?
No, I would drink water. I would
but
drink water.
But it was big enough for you to get into.
To drown? Yes, I was scared of it.
Oh, so you're afraid of drowning.
Puddle, no?
Puddle's fine.
Okay.
Puddle's fine.
What about the band Puddle of Mud?
I feel so alive for the very first
me.
Time. So the water had hit, and I thought it was coming after me. I was six.
Yeah.
And
It was.
It went around me and created like me on an island, it seemed like. And I thought that section of the beach I was on was being taken off into the Pacific Ocean. So I screamed and I dropped my the Egon action figure and ran away.
God damn it.
And then I realized the Egon action figure was gone. And I promised to my parents that day that I was like, one day I'll come back to San Diego and I will find my Egon action figure.
No, you won't. No, you Nick. Won't.
Nick. It's a shame we're not going back to San Diego.
No, I'm leaving. I'm going to San Diego.
You're going to San Diego?
I'm
going to
get a cab to San Diego. How expensive do you think that
a
is?
A lot.
It's like $120 bucks, like, I'd say.
Okay. So I guess I'll just lose Egon.
And you'll also never find it.
Yeah.
I know exactly what part of the beach I was at.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was near...
I hope it hasn't changed.
It was near a
you know, since it was carried in the ocean.
There's been no tide since.
It, no, true.
Do you know what beach it was?
No, I don't know the name.
Okay. Oh, okay. You're doing fine then.
But there were two, like, white chairs.
Yep.
And there's a white
fence. I know exactly where you're talking about.
There's a street.
Like, latitude 48. And
it was between two hotels.
I saw a picture on the internet of this place. I saw an action figure.
Did you really?
Yeah, in that picture.
But it was Vankman, though.
Yeah, I saw
it.
Oh,
it was Vankman.
Yeah, it was Vankman. Yeah.
I'm on a mission.
A satellite truck got a picture of it.
Aha.
Hello, little one.
I was waiting for you.
Maybe I'm just hung up on LA backlots, but I have to get back to the movie backlots.
What is that?
Like, a big dream of mine is to just run around a movie backlot, like in Pee Wee's Big Adventure or Animaniacs.
Oh, for sure.
Like, am I alone in this?
No, it was still like the 1930s when they made huge movie sets and would keep them up. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do a little
tangent.
We
could run into a show.
We could run into a show. Or, like, silly. If they still had, like, the Death Star set. I guess that's in London. I guess that's in England. But, like,
Pinewood Studios.
But if they had, like, you know, an Indiana Jones set that was just, you could just run around on.
Yeah.
And you could just play, you'd be like a
little
kid.
You could just get chased by the boulder.
Well, what if we got, like, lost in a props room? Like,
that'd
for
be
movies?
So much fun.
Oh, how that'd silly awesome. That would be.
Oh my God, what if someone was stupid enough to leave us alone?
I imagine we'd run through and come out the other end covered in costumes.
We'd run through a ladies' bathroom and suddenly we'd be all in, like, in bikinis and they would come out in our costumes.
We're being chased by security.
And
absolutely.
And I've always Benny wanted Hill to be, like, we're walking on the back lot and then, like, 20 guys dressed as Spartan warriors walk by and then 30 aliens walk by. And
all drinking Starbucks coffee, like...
You know, I like that. I feel like they do that for 30 Rock, and I know it's set in New York, but I like to imagine that's what life is like all the time.
Yeah. I'd like to imagine that we would all end up in silly costumes, and there'd be, like, you'd think it was Castelvi, and have a monkey mask on, he'd take the monkey mask off, but it'd be another monkey.
Yeah.
And we'd
wait a minute. There's
I've
a monkey wearing a monkey costume?
Yeah, I've always
wanted
to put a gorilla.
He fakes us out. Yeah. Oh, he dresses in your clothes.
Oh, the monkey.
One of my favorite things that I saw when I was on the Warner Brothers studio was the L-tracks that they made to film ER when they weren't doing on-location shots. It was totally surreal to see someone making Chicago, but in L.A.
That's like my favorite thing to do is to watch a movie that takes place in Chicago and just see, like, the different L stations that don't exist or, like... Yeah. Someone taking the red line that's... I guess it comes with, like, the snobbery of living in a city, being like, oh, that's... The red line's not above ground there, or...
Yeah.
Oh, they spelled Wrigley wrong.
The worst, or Addison's not right above the loop.
The worst culprit was the Jim Gaffigan show on TBS, My Boys.
Yeah.
That took place in Chicago, but...
Supposedly.
Yeah, so all they would do is do establishing shots of stock footage of Chicago,
like,
and then everywhere would be inside of a bar, inside of an apartment. And, like, just looking at him, like, that is not Chicago.
Nothing looked like anything in Chicago. Yeah. And you can go to bars in Chicago, and you'll be like, wow, these start to look the same after you go to three.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You gotta say it in that voice, too.
I also love when people do the really ridiculous Chicago accent. Like, when someone's
like
really...
Like, the Bears.
The super fans.
No, I thought the super fans were hilarious, but I'm talking about, like, when you watch, like, an intro movie to, you know, like, an instructional video, it's like, welcome to Chicago.
Or, how many instructional videos? What are they instructing you?
How to be a Chicagoan.
How
to eat pizza.
Something where it's like, your shit, because we don't realize we have it.
Put it in your mouth.
Well,
munch it.
What is that TV show, Chicago Code?
Chicago Code, yeah, it got canceled.
Yeah, I think it very apparent. Oh, it got canceled. Well, they made it very apparent that they're in Chicago, like, I'm going to go to Wrigley Field and eat some deep dish pizza.
Like I do.
Like, well, a lot of that show was filmed on location here in Chicago.
Yeah.
So
I've always wanted to watch it.
They, show that
they totally interrupted my work one day.
So
oh, really?
It filmed
they
right by SNG Cloud.
They solved the crime at Second City.
One thing that if we do get to go to Universal and we have the money for it, I don't know how we'll make this all work, but I love the backlot at Universal.
Yeah.
Because at Universal Hollywood, the backlot there has been used for like every fucking stupid movie. Like in Bruce Almighty, when the town is coming down, it's the Universal backlot. The entire town for Back to the Future, Hill Valley.
Yeah.
The Universal backlot. Awesome. Like it's all there, and it over and over and over again. I know in something that we do with Octavarius, I'm going to push so hard for us to have a Universal backlot shoot so we can have that stock street footage of something ridiculous in front of that obviously bullshit storefront. I love how obviously bullshit they are, but then it's like, it looks good.
Like, the Hill Valley area is still, like, notoriously preserved, though.
Clock Tower's still there.
Right? Yeah, that's what I thought. I'd love to do something with
the
Hill Valley
clock
tower.
In Bruce Almighty. It's the same one.
Really? I hadn't noticed that.
They did, like, absolutely nothing to change that fucking clock tower.
Huh. To be fair, it's got to be a pain in the ass to make more clock towers.
Yeah, I know.
To be fair, who the hell saw Bruce Almighty?
I don't think they necessarily planned for the clock tower. I think they were like, we're going to do this at the Universal backlot. Well, might as well use a clock tower. It's there.
Hmm. Everybody likes the clock tower scene.
Yep.
I'll accept him. They never happen in real life. It's like, I'll accept a clock tower scene any day.
Yeah. God,
it's like, oh, it's going to the clock tower. That's great.
It makes you wonder if there are just hundreds of clock tower scenes happening all over every day in real life, and we're just not seeing them.
We should go to a clock tower when we're in L.A. and just hang out and wait.
Yeah.
Surely some bank robber will run through with a superhero behind him, and then it'll be raided by police. It'll be great.
Yeah.
And then someone can hang off the face of the clock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just the next really stormy night.
Yeah.
Just hang around the clock tower.
Something's bound to happen.
We do have shitty clock towers in Wrigleyville. There's that one that doesn't work like the clock tower in Back to the Future.
Yeah.
It does not function.
Are you talking about the one that's above like the public storage facility?
Yes.
Yeah, not quite as swanky as the Hill Valley clock tower.
Well, sorry. We're
you
in Chicago,
could be
not Hill Valley.
Remember, like, the set of The Truman Show, the ending where he's caught in the storm and everything? Like, it was just the sheet of blue and, like, a tiny little lake. It's like, oh, it's not very exciting at all.
Yeah.
LA's, I always like to think of the topography. When I was there a couple of years ago, I was in a little suburb called San Rafael, I think it was called.
I just want to say that was a topography reference for those of you keeping your bingo cards.
Yes. That's the right corner, so that's a good spot to get. You're welcome. I noticed, I was there visiting a friend who lived out in California. I was staying with them. I noticed, like, it's just so fucking hilly. There's just, like, everything's built on, like, fucking hills. It's all, like, downhill or fucking, and then people... It never rains.
They have to use the parking brake there.
Yeah.
We never use the parking
brake. I've never been used to it because we live in Chicago and I've lived here my whole life and it's just flat and easy.
They have to use the parking brake.
Yeah, yeah. And then, like, people would have their fucking couches just outside on their lawns because it wouldn't rain. And so they just, there'd be like total surfer mentality. My cousins live out there and they're all long haired surfer people.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
Matthew McConaughey.
Yes, they're all Matthew McConaughey.
Nice.
It's
you
great.
Guys think we're going to meet Matthew McConaughey?
I honestly do.
I want to, and I want to take my shirt off in front of him.
Give him a taste of his own.
I want to fight Daniel Craig.
I want to get him back.
What?
All those times I've been McConaughey.
Doesn't he live in like, he lives in like Hawaii or something. Something crazy.
Great,
like
man.
Probably Orange County.
Maybe he'll
something crazy, man.
Well, I just hope he rolls by the Octavarius show so I can take my shirt off in front of him and let him know how it feels.
In my imagination, he's like wearing a suit with a fedora and it's like, excuse me, everybody. I couldn't have noticed. You're awesome sound.
Allow me to introduce myself.
Matthew McConaughey.
And allow me to take my shirt off.
And then I'll just lose my shit and just top will come off.
That just happens all the
time. What would you say Matthew McConaughey's most famous movie is?
Most famous Matthew McConaughey
or one that he's actually good in.
Most famous movie Matthew McConaughey appeared in.
Wasn't he in that?
Both.
Yes, They Deserve to Die and I Hope They Burn.
Yeah, he was. That's a good one.
Time to Kill.
Time to Kill, yeah.
He's great in Time to Kill.
Yeah, he was like a serious actor at some point.
Dazed and Confused was big because he was all right.
Oh, yeah.
He played Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah.
In Girl saying. World, it's definitely Holly's Guy in 10 Days.
Yeah. Of course it is.
Surfer Dude. I mean, there's so many great Matthew McConaughey.
Contact.
I feel like the people in this room represent, like, one-fifth of the people who are aware that Surfer Dude ever happened.
I was thinking when he said Surfer Dude, I was like, is that a real movie? Or is he making a joke because he's in a surf?
No, it's real.
Yeah, most people, when they saw that Matthew McConaughey was the star of Surfer Dude, they said, is that a real movie?
What?
Then when they realized that it was, they were like, wow, Matthew McConaughey is the star of Surfer Dude.
When did Surfer Dude come out?
When did it come out? I believe it was 2008.
Wow, so this isn't like totally early in his career when he could do stupid movies.
No, this is like Matthew McConaughey. He's got clout. Like, yeah, man, I'm doing this fucking movie. You know, they were
is
like...
Is this a romantic comedy?
No. No, it's I'm Matthew confused. McConaughey plays a stoner surfer dude who, it's surfer comma dude. It's awesome.
Surfer dude.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's not surfer dude.
Yeah.
It's
about a surfer trying to surf, but there are no waves for like 120 days.
It's Wait, is that a joke?
No, that's the premise. The scenes begin with a shot of the ocean and white text saying like 93 days without waves.
What do I do?
Dude,
get a job.
He is like barely wearing a shirt throughout the whole thing. It's hilarious.
And dude, surfers are really prone to sharks, like more than other people. Like they're such easygoing people. But they're more likely to just be eaten by, like, murderous seals. Yeah,
that's because of the way when, I learned this from Jaws, when they're paddling out on the surfboard, it looks like a,
flailing fish.
So sharks think, they don't think that's a human, they think that's actual food.
Yeah,
also very curious animals.
Yeah, they're friendly.
Surfers or sharks?
Both.
Part of the fun of McConaughey is also just the legend of him being topless.
And being a stoner.
Yeah, he was arrested for playing the bongos naked.
Probably while stoned.
Yeah, well, he was stoned, I think, if I recall the story.
He really looked stoned in his mugshot. And to which I say, you know, God, if you made all those movies and you're doing your thing as Matthew McConaughey, you play those bongos naked.
You can do what he
God
wants.
God bless you, sir.
Was he like outside?
No, he was in
his house. No, he was in his basement just playing the
But they had open windows, so people walk by and be like, he's naked, and it's like, he's in his house.
It was,
like, technically, like...
You know, man, he must have been having a good Tuesday.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Matthew McConaughey has a good every day.
You think so?
Oh, my God. Isn't he, like, the most sexiest man alive, like for 5 years.
Like always.
If after George Clooney. Asked me to dinner, I'd go and listen to what he has to say.
I'd have a conversation with Matthew McConaughey.
If you guys could run into one celebrity while we're in LA, who would it be?
Ooh.
Just go around quickly.
Bill Murray.
Okay.
Dude.
Well, he's in New York.
He survived. Nerd. He's got the Murray Mansion in LA. They party there for Zombieland.
Oh, that's right.
Are we saying, like, just run into, like, we see him on the street, or, like,
hang out?
We get to talk to him for, like, 3 minutes.
Like, you run into him, and then we somehow talk him into just, like, having lunch with all of
us.
Yes,
and...
Okay.
I think
Gallagher?
Don't say Gallagher.
Well, see, there's a lot of things that go into this question, because is this someone... How long are you talking? An extended period?
No, like they have lunch.
Like 60 minutes.
Who's gonna have? What celebrity is gonna have be interesting for that long time?
I would.
That's what the question. Is.
I'd like to see Conan.
I was gonna say
an hour.
Conan's there now. I'd definitely
chat with Conan for an hour.
So. I think he'd be a little much. I think in
Bill
person.
Bill Murray, dude.
Bill Murray, I can get that.
Yeah,
he'd
Bill
probably
Murray,
be cool. There's quite the generational gap between you and Bill Murray.
We would have the best time.
I feel like every once in a while, Bill Murray just doesn't know what to talk about over lunch. I feel like he's the kind of guy that would just eventually he'd just quiet down and be like,
"Yeah,
well,
I'll see you."
Food was good.
Who would be like a really good lunch buddy?
I don't know.
I think
you need someone who eats a lot. Opposite. Someone who eats a lot of food.
Just to prolong the lunch?
Because they're rare over there. No, it's, you know.
I get the vibe that he's a fun sharer.
I know.
If I want to hang with somebody, it's a fun sharer. I feel like McConaughey's a fun sharer, too. I'm going to share.
I feel like who I want to have lunch with would be Christopher Walken.
Because
he's a prankster. He's always got that shit-eating like smiley face, like, hey, I'm making a joke. Like,
a
lot of fun.
You know, he might do something to fuck with the server or something like that.
Or like say it's my birthday.
It's gonna take you out to a good time. You're with Christopher Walken.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So that's gonna be fun for
I'd say if not him, Al Pacino would be a lot of fun. I imagine
I can't imagine Pacino enjoying lunch with us.
I think he would. Not if we get him drunk and then we pretend we're cops and
you're not gonna order the sweet potato fries, Nick.
I'm sorry, I guess I'm an idiot.
Hoo-ah! What do we got?
How long do I have to stay here now? 35 more minutes?
Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis.
Okay. Wouldn't you love to
No, he's probably a dick.
He's probably an asshole.
Dude, Bruce Willis is a dick,
he's
man.
Funny.
Bruce Willis is such a good sport.
Isn't he a Scientologist?
He's a
That's a good point, because they're all like fucking Scientologists. Yeah,
Bruce Willis is not.
They all could be.
We could do Will Smith.
Dude, I would totally be Will Smith. That's exactly who it would be. Oh, that'd be so cool.
Will Smith, please.
Dude, he's got so many things to tell me.
Let's find his house.
We can't get in.
Will Smith is filming that movie where he's Men in Black 3.
Yeah,
and
he's got a big trailer.
He's got a huge trailer. It's in all the papers.
Let's be extras.
I know who I want to hang out with. I changed my mind.
Tell me it's Justin Bieber.
No.
Men in Black 3 is filming. We need to be extras in Men in Black 3.
Well, let's make it happen.
Yeah, let's do it. We could give Will Smith points.
I would frame a picture of Will Smith giving me Will Smith points.
Yes.
Or me and Will Smith giving Will Smith points.
Oh,
I'd
God,
frame
so
it
good.
And I'd sign it myself.
If I, I was just gonna say I'm doing the same thing.
My autograph.
You know, Justin Timberlake would be pretty cool. I feel like he'd be
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah, man.
Like, he's gotten cooler over the years. Like back in the day, I felt like he was really cocky, but now I think he realized that he was cocky. He's like, man, I was a dick before, but now I'm cool.
Oh,
he's probably got a good hookup.
I think it'd be really hilarious if we hung out with porn stars.
Yeah.
Yes.
Would that be?
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
I think that would be.
I don't know, you guys.
Well, Lisa's right. The men porn stars are not very attractive, are they?
The thing. Like,
some of them are.
It'd be really funny if we just rolled with porn dudes. Just like four porn dudes. And
how long do I have to hang out with these four porn dudes in LA?
Like 2 days.
Like at least Thursday.
Dude, they're really not. Well,
2 days? Okay. Those guys are going to drag me down.
Do they self-identify as porn dudes?
I think that's on the business card.
Yeah.
They probably go to cool parties. That's all I'm saying.
I think it'd be bend fun
over,
to just bring
porn
the things
dude.
That we do.
Introduce them to the wing game and like.
I think that.
Well,
really
the fact that we don't know any of the names of these porn dudes.
They don't need names.
Oh, Cloud Steals.
They are who they are.
That's right.
Matthew McConaughey was winning before that.
Yeah, I know.
Like, I feel like Christopher Walken, we could probably get to, like, the In-N-Out Burger. We couldn't convince four porn dudes to come hang out at In-N-Out Burger.
We could probably convince George Clooney to go to the In-N-Out Burger.
Why would a porn dude not want to go to In-N-Out Burger?
Yeah. They got shit to do. They're four porn dudes.
Why do they hate burgers?
So we rolled in this party, four porn dudes deep.
I just imagine they're always just wearing, like, sexy spandex, or like sexy underpants.
No, why spandex?
I don't know.
So what if they're wearing sexy underpants? You don't know, they're probably just wearing jeans.
Yeah, dude, the manager of Staples doesn't wear his polo when he goes to In-N-Out Burger.
Thank you. What the fuck are you talking about?
I mean, the porn dudes aren't going to have to dress super sexy all the time just because they're porn dudes.
But you know, they all have to hang out. You know, they're probably all hanging out together
like a porn
in groups.
Club.
Oh my God! You know what I just fucking remembered?
Go on.
How'd you just fucking remember?
Kevin Huvane.
What is
fucking
that?
Fucking Kevin Huvane. Meryl Streep's agent. He's in L.A.
What the hell
should
are you
we
talking about?
I gotta send him an email.
Because this is Brian is talking about not too long ago. we offered
a year ago.
We offered Meryl Streep an invitation to join us for one of our shows, which we were politely declined.
She was a little bummed because this was like the third or fourth time in a row she lost after being nominated for Best Actress, and I was like, hey Meryl, I know you might not be feeling very appreciated right now. Well, we at Octavarius appreciate you. We think you are wonderful, and we would make you look great, so please come and work with us. And so I sent it to her agent, Kevin Uvain, who politely declined.
Very polite.
But he was very polite, and I even posted the email that he sent us, and he wished us best of luck,
We're going to his house.
So now we give Kev an opportunity to come by. And Kev, I know you are busy. You're a wonderful agent, a super agent, if you ask me. And I know some other folks would probably agree.
This is true.
I know you probably don't read your own press, but that's okay, Kev.
Hey, thanks for checking into our live podcast, by the way, sir.
Yeah. Hey.
Is he in Kevin the chat right now? Kevin?
Excuse me, I was just walking into this here podcast, though. I'm Kevin,
he's in the chat right now as K-Hoove.
Actually, he's in the chat, so he just saw that I posted the Meryl Streep quit acting in movies and joined our group post by Bebo. So he probably just got that, so he can read
which is,
it.
Which
is, Meryl,
standing invite, please. You're wonderful.
Which, if any of you are listening in live, or potentially listening in live, we post what we're talking about in the chat room, so you can get more entertainment out of this podcast.
Super entertainment.
Similarly, if you're on the Twitters right now and you check the last thing we tweeted, we just got Will Smith points on you. So,
now I'm not going to click on that. Will Smith points were earlier.
Oh, now everyone's on board.
You know, that website is real pretty.
Yeah, the new Octavarius.com website.
Did that launch?
Yeah, it just launched today. www.octavarius.com just came live. It's gorgeous, it's mostly
featured right now, and we're going to keep adding more cooler stuff to it too.
Oh, sweet!
You got to
check out this website. This website
looks like it has real LA flair.
Nice segue, bro.
Dude, this is so awesome.
But yeah,
we're winning.
If Meryl wants to come check out the group, she could be a part of. The show is Tuesday night at 9:30.
Mm-hmm. At Iowa West in the Loft Theater. Yeah. We're the show right after Drew Carey.
So stick around.
Always.
Hey, Drew, break a leg.
We're going to break your leg.
No.
Well, what? I fucked up.
Show.
I fucked up. Go back.
No.
It's okay. I rewinded it.
Oh, good.
Can we write Drew Carey's agent and see if he wants to just stick around and do our show?
God,
he already
does
stuff on
improv.
Yeah, he's gonna be busy.
He has a new improv show on the Game Show Network.
Yeah,
improv. Drew Carey's Improv All Stars.
It is average.
Now he's not gonna do
it. I know. It really upsets me that it's average, but I watched it. It's like both giving credit to the art as well as taking it away.
Uh-huh.
It's like, oh, it's on TV. Sweet. People understand improv.
Yeah.
But
this is it.
Greg Proops, get away.
I like Greg Proops. It's hard.
I'm tired of Greg Proops.
Improv on TV is hard.
Improv circles around that man.
Improv TV is so hard.
I know it is.
It's a totally different deal.
I know it is.
We're on national TV. I don't want to say it yet.
I do wish they had a more rotating, a bigger rotating cast, so we didn't have to see the same people improvising on that show that we saw 20 years ago almost.
But that's not broadcast. Is that broadcast? Are we the target audience? Or is it somebody?
I don't know who the target audience is. That's the thing. I don't know.
Part of the fun of shows is saying, like, I know that guy. I like watching this guy. He makes me feel comfortable.
True. But it's the same people. Even if they took, like, half of the cast and made them people that we weren't entirely familiar with, we could still have Ryan and Colin.
Yeah. That's the important part. If Wayne Brady's not doing anything, it's good.
Oh, Wayne Brady was on the episode that I saw.
Oh, was he?
He is still free.
That Mimi girl from the Wayne Brady show, Drew Carey.
What a wonderful guy.
Yeah?
She's on Mimi, she was on there.
Really?
And so I had to remember what that show was and why I watched it.
I guess Craig Ferguson turned out best out of everybody.
Drew Carey's doing pretty good.
I never doubted that Drew Carey would be okay, though.
Craig Ferguson's awesome.
Drew Carey, I think, would be...
We should see Craig. If we can get
Let's go make Craig. Yeah.
Hit up Craig.
Yo, Craig.
Oh, God.
Craig Ferguson.
Thanks for hitting me up, guys.
He's got a great autobiography. I listened to it a book on tape with him, and he does the whole thing, and it's excellent. It's very cool. Yeah. It's like my chosen American life, something like that. Something about America and life.
Loves
and he chose
American.
It.
He does. Really loves being American.
Oh, it's American by choice. That's it.
Yeah, there you go.
We're very pro America ourselves.
Yeah,
some of us.
I dig it.
Some of us are.
Mark.
What?
But yeah, I
don't
I
do
like
this here.
Here's something fun. A lot of people say Hollywood destroys America.
Yeah, I could see that.
That is fun.
Wait, just because of, like, stuff?
Well, yeah, well, just because, like, you
the
know...
film industry in general?
Yeah, like, people say we care more about movies and movie stars than, like, anything else, and, like, when they're all just, like, a bunch of fucked up scumbags.
Yeah.
You know, that's how it's okay to act.
They're terrible
also,
people.
Like, what are, that's true, but it some does good give ones. People like, work, too. Like, it gives actors work.
No, Hollywood actually makes money. Hollywood is something like America's good at. Like, it's very profitable. It's like, you know.
Yeah, it's super shady.
Didn't we make a bet to who the first person here would be here to have like a nervous breakdown in Hollywood?
No, we should.
We did.
I thought we did. I thought we talked about it. Like, who was the first person to get caught doing something stupid in Hollywood?
Oh yeah, when we go to Hollywood,
oh, like
we make a
wait, get caught or actually have a nervous breakdown?
No,
get caught is a whole
get
different
deal. Get caught.
We're doing like life or like
in
our
life.
Little
yeah,
trip.
Yeah. No, not this little trip.
Although it could happen this trip, Nick.
What do you say?
I think you would be the first.
Madman found on beach screaming, "Where is it? Where is it?"
But that'd be in San Diego, so it wouldn't count.
Yeah, you're right.
Right.
Maybe this short. Maybe the water drifted it towards L.A.
That's
yeah,
true. You should.
I should probably
we should,
go.
We should
go along
LA.
The entire.
Well, we're all at Venice Beach hanging out. You
score
can comb
the
sand.
Western seaboard.
I hope it has some metal in it, so you can be one of those metal detectors.
Oh my
guys
god, I
want to
do it so bad. Let's find treasure.
Just have that little metal basket to sift through.
How awesome would it be if we found the giant box of Spanish doubloons on Venice Beach? No one else caught it.
Just trying to see what pirates would be landing on Venice Beach.
Hip ones that want to buy cool t-shirts.
I thought Venice Beach.
I guess Asian pirates? I don't know.
No,
like
Spanish Asian pirates.
So people, they wear things.
Venice Beach is where Hulk Hogan's from. That's Hulk Hogan's hanging out.
That's his haunt, really?
Yeah.
It's
Beach,
also totally a level in Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2.
It is. I was going to mention that earlier, but I didn't want to sound like a nerdo.
Thank God you did.
I didn't drop my Ulster card, dude. You can drop your Tony Hawk card.
That's where you can get an achievement for ollieing the magic bum.
Yeah.
Ow! Yeah.
Yeah, and grinding the Venice ledge or something like that.
Oh, memories of Tony Hawk.
In my mind, like, since we've been mentioning so many different groups of people we can possibly meet, like, in my mind, we just pick up a new small crew each day, so by the end of the trip, we have, like, the, like, porn stars following us.
Porn dudes.
Like, the porn dudes. And then, like, pirates and, like, porn dudes.
Wait, pirates? Like,
and, like, Hulk Hogan. So you're saying, like, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. Like,
yeah,
you just...
so we have this whole crew of...
Well, we are getting a van, so we could fit a few people.
we can shuttle people around.
By the way, I Google image searched porn dudes earlier, and, like, one of the pictures was of two or more porn dudes.
No.
And in fact, none of them look like porn dudes.
They don't roll deep.
Well, Google just doesn't get.
Are they just guys who like porn?
I don't know, porn dudes. Dudes of the porn.
Like dudes.
Yeah,
like
mean,
a
if
Duke.
I'm sure
was
if
there
you
a comment
porn
between
gals,
like porn
you'd find
dudes?
No, I porn dudes in quote. Let me put a comment in.
Nick Mills for sure.
Oh, goodness.
What? I feel like a lot of people talk about LA being very, like, I don't know what the best way to put it. Yeah, I guess. I mean, like. I remember when I was there, everyone who I was introduced to as a friend was really cool and super accepting. And I was at this one party, and there was definitely, you know, a segment of people who was like, oh, so, like, what do you do? And I was like, I'm a college student. And they just, like, walk away, wouldn't even let me finish the sentence. But there was, like, but most people there were pretty cool. And a lot of them were working hard themselves to, you know, to make it in the business.
Yeah, people go there to live the dream.
Yeah.
I hear the same thing about L.A. I hear about Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
And the people that go to be part of the political area in D.C. Mm-hmm. It's the same type of thing. But, you know, there are a lot of people in those areas where it's very competitive, and they all realize that you're all in it together, and they don't act like dicks. They know that it's better to just, you know, be nice to each other.
I feel like there's fake people in every city. Just maybe it's more like a well-known thing in LA. Like, so when I talk to my friend who is out in LA, he's like, well, yeah, it's not like out there, like everyone's super fake. He's like, there's normal people too. Like,
yeah, but there's probably a higher sample size of percentage.
There's also a lot of, you know, hippie homeless out that way.
Oh, yeah.
The further west you go, the further the homeless demographic changes. And then bringing in this Washington, D.C. thing, you know, why don't all the homeless in America just move to D.C.? Surely that'll make such an impact on the government that they'll get taken care of. Like, just all of them go. Like, what will you do when the town is just overrun and it's the nation's capital?
Because I think part of their problem is that it's difficult for them to organize, and that's why
they don't have enough bindles.
And probably if I try to organize them, the government will just secretly and quietly take me down.
They're going
to
say, what are you doing with this army of homeless people you're sending upon Washington, D.C.?
We're marching!
Keith, I hope you like getting paid in baked bean can lids. That's about what they have.
I'm not doing it for the money. I'm doing it for the fame.
It for the fame. You're not doing it to help the homeless people.
He'll be the king of the homeless.
No, did you get a sweet homo?
Are there still a bunch of hair bands in LA? Is that still a thing? I know that was a big thing in the 80s.
Like on the Strip?
But
on Sunset Boulevard?
Now?
30 years ago that was big. Is that still big?
I
think it's probably coming back.
It's still a big music scene.
We'll start dressing like idiots again. It's like the 80s is back.
I want to hang out with some idiots.
Yeah, we can do that.
Actually, with all the flannel, it's kind of 90s-ish, too.
Yeah,
well, it's grungy.
We're mixing it.
I want to hang out with people with big hair and makeup, because it's L.A.
I don't think you'll find it.
I think we'll need to go back in time for that.
Yeah. We got time machines.
Do we have the time van? Or does Hertz not have those?
No. We are getting I'm real excited about this van. We could all be in
the
Octavan. We're going to be in the Octavan.
I wish we could rent like 12 passenger vans, but we can't.
We can't? Because I was hoping that.
I don't think they exist. Those are really hard to manage and drive.
Isn't that like a bus?
So they wouldn't want you to.
Like a short bus?
Yeah, why don't we get a school
bus? Dude, let's just get a short bus.
Dude,
roll in a short bus? We're going to be fucking awesome.
Dude. Imagine when we open that door and the little stop sign comes out, people are going to lose
their
shit.
It'll be just an Octavan logo.
Yeah.
People know we're going to be good.
Like 9 comedians and 4 porn dudes walk out.
Can we all be wearing helmets but not be like retarded, just wearing helmets?
Just like sick-ass helmets.
And as soon as we... Yeah, sick helmets or bike helmets.
Yeah,
and then just, as soon as we get off, we take the helmets off.
I'm telling you, LA will plot. Once our little stop sign comes out, just plots.
Literally plots.
Oh
my god!
I don't know. The problem is it'll be really hard to find a rental company that,
for
that
short
has
bus.
A lot of excess short buses because we have 2 days to get this thing.
We have some great credits to our name though. We can just be like, hey man, we are on WBC.
Does that
NBC.
Does that Chicago? Give us much clout in the short bus rental industry?
Can we just call like a really poor school and offer them an offer?
I bet we
like
could just call the bus company. I bet it's just really expensive, is what it is. I bet we, if we really want,
you
to,
really think we can like call?
I think we could literally rent the bus.
A commercial vehicle driver's license to
it's
get
America.
To drive.
You can rent a party bus or like or anything like
but
that.
But other people are in charge. Like if I rent a party bus, I don't drive that bus around.
Sure.
Well, we'll get a driver. It'll be better.
That would be better. That's expensive.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. We can do it. It's expensive.
LA is the area where they make films, so there's totally plenty of companies that have vintage vehicles.
I guess that's true.
Products.
I guess I didn't think about
that. There's got to be a place with a bunch of buses.
A tank.
Just Google it.
Well, I don't want to get a tank.
I want
to
get a tank.
Remember what happened to the tank guy? He got shot and he died.
Not in GoldenEye.
Not in GoldenEye.
He lived.
Died.
James Bond lived.
Short bus.
No.
I'm
getting a tank.
In the short bus,
dude.
Please.
Short bus rental. LA.
I'm getting a tank.
Seriously?
It's LA short bus rental. I'm looking.
Thank God.
I told it. It would be awesome.
These are all limos. I'll look at limos first.
What is a limo if not a short bus?
A short party bus.
Wow, man, that's deep. That is some deep.
Taking the lead.
I've never seen the lead flop so
Oh, wow.
This is like Macho Man versus Ricky Steamboat in WrestleMania 3.
Just like that.
None of these links on Platinum Express Limo are links.
There's a short party bus.
Worthless.
People partying in it.
Whatever. That's what we want.
They're cartoons.
We don't want that. All right. Right. There's no cartoon. Damn it.
I feel like a party bus rental. If we just got like an actual yellow school bus, I feel like that would be a lot cheaper.
Would you steal one?
Yeah, good idea.
Come on.
Like
in road trip. Break the law.
I don't want to steal. In LA, a big thing they have is those car chases because of the highways.
They also have those laws.
They have big. We don't have as many car chases here. LA is famous for their car chases and their helicopter coverage of the car chases. Obviously, the most famous car chases they have were the tank guy and OJ. But tank. Big car chases in LA. If we stole a bus, I don't really want to deal with that.
Free publicity.
All these buses want me to like call them and talk to them about this, and I don't think I can do that. Well, there are bus rental services, and we can get a minibus. I don't know how much it's going to cost. I don't think they realize we want to keep him for 5 days.
Call them.
Maybe we could just, buy an escort that has a big license.
Yeah. Like, okay.
Yeah, and then...
I'd rather have a short bus.
We just have to
escort,
a sexy escort, because then we can... Then we own, a porn dude.
Oh, a porn dude.
Yeah,
oh,
okay. Porn dude, sorry.
Okay. I see. Yeah, okay.
That's a term I understand.
Yeah. Oh, you're killing it, Mark. Killing it.
I said a really terrible thought.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, no.
We got, a limo that came with a driver, but we made sure the driver was, 100 years old.
What? Why do we want a 100-year-old driver?
Let the girl finish. She knows she's on to something.
Huh?
So then, if he passed away by natural causes.
Wait. Cloud.
Why are we killing him?
Let Cloud finish. She's on to something.
We're not killing him. He just happened to be really old. And then we're like, oh no.
Sorry. I went to a short bus site.
Okay.
They're like, oh no, what do we do? Guess we have to drive this.
No, that's not. That's definitely not.
So your grandmaster plan is to get a short bus and hire an old guy to drive it in hopes that he will pass away. And I assume we're just pushing him off a pier or something. At which point we have free reign to drive this bus.
Hello? It's weekend at Bernie's rules, dude. Weekend at Bernie's rules.
Is this all the babysitter's dead?
Exactly.
Platinum Express limo? Yes. We'd like your oldest driver. Minutes away, yes.
Not murder.
Oh, okay.
Well, if you're trying to sell an idea and you're going, it's not murder, maybe it's not a good idea, Cloud.
Sometimes we gotta wait for an old guy to die.
Yeah, no, the so one with the least car. Worldly strengths.
We're only gonna be in LA for 5 days, Cloud.
Kins, it's the only way.
We're only gonna be in LA for 5 days.
Do you want it or don't you want it?
It's true. Murder isn't a crime until the sixth day. That's
oh
right.
Oh my god.
That's how it works.
Are you fucking serious? No, the sixth day? I don't want to play that.
Well, game. I mean, 6 days or 7 nights.
I have a feeling when we were out and back to Chicago on that sixth day, the first place they would look for the killer of that old guy is probably the people who rented that bus.
Dude, we're all so cute and innocent.
But we killed a man.
Yeah, we'd have to deal with
that. We're murderers.
We couldn't just discard the body.
All right, guys.
It's not like there'd be any evidence for a podcast.
Wait.
I got an estimate. Yeah.
I
have an estimate for how much it would cost for a party bus for 4 days with a driver.
Yeah?
It's $11,040. But we get a free bottle of champagne.
Oh.
How good is the champagne?
What bottle for $11,000?
Free bottle with every trip, and unfortunately, this is one big trip.
We better get blowjobs for everyone, including Lisa's.
If we're rolling in a short bus, you damn sure well know we're going to get some blowjobs.
$11,000?
This website is a piece of garbage.
This is a party bus, though. We just wanted a short bus, for the special kids.
If we get it for that amount of days, we have the right to just put banners on it. And deck it out. Nothing spray painty. But we could have like a banner. It's like fucking short bus.
Yeah, very short bus.
No, because we just put it on the thing. Like we wouldn't like spray it. We just put have like a little banner on the bus.
It says fucking short bus.
We could have asterisks. All right, just relax. Okay. Don't relax. We'll get there.
Oh, no.
The message is what's important.
What if we got one and then Blues Brothers style drove around LA promoting our show?
There you go.
Can we just go through a mall?
Yeah, in the end,
Blues Brothers style.
In the end, are we going to be chased by like 500 cop cars and a batch of Nazis?
I sure hope so.
But we'll make it to the show just in time.
We'll go buy that Picasso in LA.
Boom.
We've got big dreams.
We dream big or go home.
So, the thing I've been thinking about is, like, I know we've mentioned In-N-Out Burger. Are there any places that we need to eat while we're there?
Can we ask the internet for places to go?
They say yeah. Pink's Hot Dogs is a big
place. I actually just got a call.
We're from Chicago, though. We have the best hot dogs.
I know. We got the best in the city.
The end.
Well, yeah. I just got a call from my uncle, like, three times. He called me, and he never, ever calls me. And he called me, and he was like, he lives in Arizona. And he's like, I hear you're going to LA. I was like, yeah. He's like, you have to try the In-N-Out Burger. And he starts explaining to me, like, all the different ways to order, the secret ways to order.
Oh, yeah.
But he's going on forever. Like, I'm not retaining any knowledge. All I know is I have to get a 3x3, whatever the hell that is.
It's three meat patties and three slices of cheese.
I'm sure he said that a lot to me.
Bread.
Wait, is there a regular menu?
Yeah. And then there's a regular menu,
but the secret menu is the way to go.
So what is the secret menu?
Can I have a burger, please?
One burger, please.
Is the secret menu just ordering things that sound like times tables?
Probably.
Well, that's a big thing, is you can order like a 2x2, which is two beef patties and two slices of cheese. You can order a 4x3. There was one dude who ordered 100x100 and with like four buddies tried to eat it all.
It
took forever to make, and it looked like the most disgusting thing I've ever seen.
Is it like a leaning tower, like a big?
No, they had to serve it in like a like a trough, essentially, like a trough made out of pieces of burger boxes.
I got it. I'll put it on the chat.
Great.
Wow. Oh, that's gross.
That is gross.
Internet is fast.
That's good, because I otherwise would assume people eat healthy around there. You can't, like,
They don't eat healthy out there. They just don't eat.
That's right.
Avocados.
Oh, that's right. They'll have eating disorders instead.
That's weird, if it's true.
Is there, like, does the internet know, like, any really cool places we should go? Like,
you want me to...
Landmarks? Can we tweet or Facebook? Just see if anyone in LA knows, like, good, like, clubs, restaurants, tourist attractions.
We got about 3 minutes to respond to us.
Well, we can check them later.
Yeah. Internet is fast. Duh.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm a little disappointed.
How so,
B-Well? Well, last year at the LA Improv Festival, the Upright Citizens Brigade was there. And this year they're not advertised as being there.
Oh, man.
And That's a big thing I was looking forward to is... You see, in Los Angeles, in California, it is legal to smoke marijuana. And there is...
Well, not for everyone, only for those for
medicinal purposes. But the thing is there is this performer with Upright Citizens Brigade named Matt Besser.
That's right. I forgot about this ambition of yours.
This character known as Bong Boy in the Upright Citizens Brigade television show and in their live show here in Chicago and New York. And so it was a big aspiration of mine to be able to smoke marijuana legally with Mr. Besser in Los Angeles. And I don't know if that's going to be possible this year.
I don't remember.
You'd have to get your medical marijuana card.
Well, I could do that. I am a weak enough human being where I qualify for that. But I think, darn it.
There's one thing that I'm pretty sad about is that LA is known for having some of the nicest golf courses around.
Nice, Mark.
And but I'm not that good at golf. So I was hoping Cloud could help me out with some golf tips.
Oh, damn it. That's where it was headed.
Of course.
Yeah. It's very sneaky.
Real quick.
Well,
I didn't, but I laughed. And then I realized, oh.
It seems like we are starting to approach the episode because we're about to get some of
Cloud's golf tips.
Home run.
Contrary to popular belief, one should hold their golf club with one hand, preferably the right, and have an Arnold Palmer in the left hand. This way they are relaxed enough to make the perfect drive.
Strike!
This has been Cloud's Golf Tips.
Curling term.
Is it me, or did they all start with contrary to popular belief?
Something similar. They should.
Well, if they were popular belief, then they wouldn't be good tips.
Secret tips, so.
Oh, okay.
Hey, do we have a new sponsor?
We do. Yeah. But like a real sponsor.
Yeah, we have a real sponsor.
Yeah.
You want to tell us about it?
Sure. I'm so thrilled to say that we have an official sponsor, Uncle Fun, a store in Chicago that rocks, that we've all been going to for a while and has frequently been a destination that we have brought out-of-town guests. It's just got a collection of, like, fun and toys and just silly things of all kinds.
Many things have been used in Octavarius shows.
Yeah, it's a great place to spend an afternoon. They've got a lot of really rare stuff, and it's a lot of really good prices.
Would that be considered a joke shop?
Yes, you can buy prank things there.
Okay. And is that the definition of a joke shop?
It's like a joke shop to the second power, at least.
And the guys that work there are all super friendly, and they're all crazy too. So they're totally willing to show you all the toys that they have and find just the right wacky toy for you.
They're normally playing with toys or wearing silly hats.
They care about your fun.
So if you have fun at Octavaria shows, you definitely love Uncle Fun. They're at 1338 West Belmont Avenue, right down the street from where we do our shows.
At 929 West Belmont Avenue.
Yeah. Yes.
And when's this coming up? Next week?
June 19th.
Well, if you're not listening live, then come to our show this Sunday.
Yeah.
Father's Day. Vader's Day.
It's 7 p.m. It's our opening show.
We are super psyched about it.
And fathers get in for $7, and so does everyone that dresses up for the theme, which is beach party.
Boom!
It's gonna be real sick.
Can we also say if anyone dresses up as Darth Vader for
Vader's Day?
It is the Swedish term for father.
I feel like if anyone dressed up as Darth Vader on any day, we'd probably give them.
It's a big effort. It's summer.
Well,
it's
there you go. A standing discount. If you dress as Darth Vader for our show.
Yep. Fair enough.
Buy a Darth Vader costume and get into our show every time. $7.
So be sure to check that show out. We've already got. It looks like our attendance is going to be pretty. Pretty big as of now, so we're really hoping to sell this first show out.
Get your ticket soon.
Or now.
Big party, good times, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You have no idea.
Can't wait to see y'all in L.A. at Iowa West
at
9 p.m. Will we go on at 9:30?
And that's right. Yeah, like,
yeah. Yeah, and until then, that's going to do it for us. Before we go, though.
Oh, boy.
It's just about time for Nick Mikula's Seven words of wisdom.
There's just too many sharks in San Antonio's.
This has been Nick Mikula's
seven words of wisdom.
Great. Always a classic to end on.
Yeah, that was a couple. We gave you a couple more, I think.
Yeah,
it's a new story. It's a new story.
You didn't finish the sentence.
It never got killed.
It's weird because they all end like a fart.
Sorry.
And until next week, that's going to do it for us. We'll see you in L.A. Until we talk again, have 8 days and a wicked week. Say bye, everyone.
Bye!
Octavarius.com!
Go run for your lives! You're running out of time! Close and lock the door!
He's coming back for more.
Sorry, Matthew McConaughey.
Mike Kane would be fun to hang out with.